You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's Tuesday, December 19th, and we're talking Rays baseball as we bring in Rays reporter for MLB.com, Bill Chastain. Bill, thanks very much, as always, for taking the time. And let's start with some news. Yesterday on Monday, the Rays inked 16-year-old Dominican shortstop Jelfrey Marte, considered the number three prospect in this year's international class, at least according to MLBPipeline.com. So what can you tell us about Marte? Is that sort of an exciting young prospect that Rays fans can look forward to seeing in the future?
Well, I think so. Of course, the backstory on that is that the Twins had given him a $3 million bonus, and they revoked that after he had a vision test. So not really sure how bad his vision might be impaired, but apparently he's quite a player. So and the Rays must think enough of him that they can overcome this vision problem or malady, whatever it is. And, of course, that's right in their wheelhouse as far as, like, grooming someone from the low minors and to maybe have him graduate with the big team. So I think it's definitely someone to get excited about, and they played their international money well. They created money, made a trade to get more money during the winter meetings. So, let's put him on the radar for a couple of years up the road.
Bill, tell me if I'm wrong here in terms of the Rays sort of in this point, a transitional point perhaps about the direction overall of what they're trying to do as an organization, really try and get better in 2018 and win and contend for a wild card, or is it more about the future?
Well, I think one thing to keep in mind with this organization is they never give things away. As far as like players giving away. And in this case, they're not really tipping their hand on what direction, even though speculation has it that it's going to be trading all of their players and starting over young. Keep in mind they were five games away from making a playoff spot last year. So they have lost a lot of people, via free agency. It'd have to be a totally restructured bullpen almost. They do still have Alex Colome, who led the major league in saves. But, the next couple of weeks we're going to find out which direction they're going. And I think if they do end up deciding to trade a lot of their players, I think Rays fans should take heart in that they're trying to pave the way for the future where they can sustain a nice run instead of feeling like they're treading water, which I kind of lean towards, I hate to use the word gut the team, but to where they would trade some of their veteran players and try to build for the future and have a sustained run rather than going into the season knowing it's going to be kind of like treading water.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way of putting it, I think. And when you look at the moves that the Yankees just made, adding another 50 home run bat to the lineup in the division, and the Red Sox have Cy Young winners all over their pitching staff. They won the division last year. Is it a little bit like, okay, maybe we need to reload and then work our way back to the top also because these teams above us have been so aggressive so far? Is that a little bit of a daunting thought as well, going up against what those teams have done?
It is. While it is daunting, but they have to go through that every year, playing in the East. You look at, the past 5-10 years, what they've, watched the Yankees and Red Sox do in the offseason. And, Joe Maddon used to say, we like it. Bring it on. We want to play the best. You kind of wonder how much more firepower the Yankees can bring in.
Right.
They've never really reacted to what other teams have done in the division. And, even as daunting as it seems.
Yeah, no, I think it's tough to avoid it. But, that's their job, is to kind of look at their own organization and figure out how to move forward from there. You wrote something interesting, I think fairly recently, about manager Kevin Cash and how the team has an innovative approach and how they started using the bullpen in different ways. Wonder if you could just talk a little bit about that. I know you had written about it, and the way the Rays maybe are trying to adapt a different approach to how bullpens are used moving forward.
Well, they were kind of on the front end of this in 2015. We've seen it happen in the postseason where they treat every game, breaking it down inning by inning, and not so reliant on the starters. The Rays were one of the first teams, I believe, that really came in and started getting on this bandwagon as far as not letting the starter go the third time through the order. Of course, their numbers told them they had, they had some young starters, and the numbers for just about any pitcher show the third time through the order Hitters are going to do better. So right now, you know, I think the Rays are considering some different ways to do things. They're even considering, having it affect their roster by having an extra reliever and, by having flexible players that can play multiple positions. You know, it might facilitate them having an extra reliever. So, you might have more guys, go twice through the order, and then you come in with maybe a core of middle relievers who, chalk up some of that other stuff. But they still say it's kind of in the works, which way they want to go. But it'll be interesting to watch and see.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's always fun to just see at least someone try something new and be innovative about it rather than just always stick with the status quo that we're always used to. As we just wrap up here, Bill, it's, of course, almost New Year's time, New Year's resolutions and gift-giving time, holiday season. So if we talk about that in terms of the Rays and their fans, and you said maybe that we could be going into a rebuild situation, even though that word is sort of taboo, but just getting younger, more young prospects, what would be a gift the fans could get from the front office or off-season moves, something out there, maybe a young player coming up, whatever, that the fans could get excited about and say, okay, yeah, this team has some direction, some excitement here coming up in the future?
Well, for me, it's been Jake Bowers. And I think the fans are going to get really excited when they really get a good look at him. I know some fans got to see him last spring when he, showed his power and he's really got a good eye. I think this guy is going to be an impact player at the major league level. You never know if because of the business of baseball and staggering his major league start, whether or not he would make the team out of spring training. But, that would be the gift to me is to see him be the guy.
Jake Bowers, yeah, and he's a guy that's been talked about quite a bit, so that would be certainly something Rays fans could look forward to and seeing in 2018 and down the road as well. Bill, we'll talk to you again soon down the road as more trades and free agency moves get made, and it'll be interesting to see the direction of this Rays team moving forward. For now, though, happy holidays to you, Bill, and we appreciate the time as always.
Take care.
You too. Bill Chastain joining us here on MLB.com Extras.